The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." Then he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday evening, I had dinner with a family from Folsom. They signed up for a parish maybe 4 or 5 months ago. And I was thinking of their 4 children. They have 3 boys and a little girl. And during dinner, I was reminded that, in fact, they have a 5th child. I noticed the necklace that the mom was wearing around her neck with the tiny little image of a 1-year-old boy. They had lost their son about 8 months ago now. His twin sister is still alive. There were certain complications. They rushed him to the hospital and they were unable to save him. The family shared with me that it's brought about the most incredible transformation in their family. Like never before, they are seeking God because they realize the shortness and the frailty of human life. And she said, "So Father, we started coming to your parish because we want to know, what do we do now?" And she said, "But before you tell us, one thing we've started doing is we're praying the rosary every day since Sunday." So Sunday in my homily, I was talking about praying the rosary and how important it is, and spoke of a family who did that while they were raising their kids, and all their kids have stayed in the faith. So he said, "We've done it the last 4 days." And I couldn't help but think of the tremendous fruits that will come if they persevere in that. I only know one quote from St. Alphonsus Liguori. This morning, in a short bit of time, I tried to do some research and learn more, and there wasn't a great amount that I could come upon. But one quote that made me think of that experience with the family last night. And it's a quote that you can find in the Catechism of the Church on the section of prayer. He said, "Those who pray are certainly saved. Those who do not pray are certainly damned." And I thought of our Lord's words today. The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea. All the fathers of the church see this as an image of the church. Thrown into the sea, thrown out into the world to gather everything she possibly can. And will leave up to God the sorting out of things. Not everyone in the church is saved just by being in the church. We grow in grace through prayer. We grow closer to God through prayer. And how important it is that we renew constantly our resolution to be people of prayer and to persevere in prayer. When we make the decision to follow our Lord closely, to become saints, we increase our prayer lives immediately. The evil one does everything he can to destroy our prayer lives, while leaving us comfortable by still being in the church, maybe even coming to daily mass. My brothers and sisters, may we persevere in prayer.